This is 180 Degree Topic with Don and Renee Wooster.
Welcome to 180. Today's topic, Chutes and Ladders. Do you remember playing it? It is a world-famous board game. It's been around since the 1500s. Originally started in India, where it was not chutes and ladders, but it was snakes and ladders. From India, it went to England. From England, it came to the United States in 1950. It's played all over the world for hundreds of years. And the concept is pretty simple. Roll the dice. If you land on a ladder, you get an unnatural sort of boost into the higher levels. If you land on a space with a chute or a snake, you drop maybe a little bit or maybe a lot. The goal is to get to space number 100, which in India, in the original language, was the word salvation. When Parker Brothers bought the game, they changed the name from salvation to home. But if you navigate all the chutes and the ladders, you end up at home. Chutes and ladders. Some things help us advance and some things take us to the bottom. How do we navigate it?
Yeah, so one of the questions that we'd have for you in your marriage relationship is, what builds you up? What space do you land on that you get shot up much further than you thought? Do you know those in your marriage relationship? What helps build your relationship? And then the contrary to that is, what just dips you down fast in your marriage relationship? Are you aware of those as well? But the idea is that we want to get to a place where we know one another, we trust God, and we get to a place of home.
Part of the crazy making in developing a life together is that you're doing well, it seems great, you're making progress. You suddenly get to a space and you just shoot right back down, lose a lot of ground, and are almost disoriented even by the process to go, how were we doing so well? And suddenly we tumble down and lost so much territory. It's very disorienting when you get on a chute, when you get bit by a snake.
Yeah.
And you're not really sure what's going on.
Yeah. So it's worth paying attention to in your marriage relationship. What builds your relationship up? How do you do that with one another? And what drops you into sliding down?
The goal is to make it all the way home. And the intentionality of moving through and recognizing certain spaces are going to really be a positive influence. Are you being intentional about the things that elevate you? Are you being aware about the things that drop you? Mm-hmm. And if you're just going along, rolling the dice and not paying attention, how is that going for you?
This is 180 Topic.